debated. You ain't gonna change me. I know what I believe about it. Amen. But you better know the God of the Bible. People want to worship the Bible, you better worship God. And I'm glad we got a copy of the Word of God. I'm not downgrading that. But you better know God of the Bible. You better know the Holy Ghost. Be ye filled with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is to teach you, guide you into all truth. He'll never lie to you. He'll guide you. It goes along with what Brother Brad was talking about earlier. A Spirit-filled life should be the goal of every born-again believer. You know, me and Brother Duke said we got these RVs and you got to fill them up. I think about this a whole lot. You can travel 25, 30 miles and you see that needle begin to move. I left Dallas today and I got over here at Bucky's. And you know what I did? I pulled in there because usually their diesel's a little cheaper. And I'm going to go where it's, if I can get to it, get it cheaper. But I had to fill it up. About 60, 70 miles before I got to the place where I was at in Dallas, Brother Lindsay's, I filled it up. You realize I got to fill it up quite often? You know what we're going to have to do is be filled with the Spirit quite often. A lot of people is running on empty. You can build a church without the Holy Ghost. You can preach without the Holy Ghost. You can sing without the Holy Ghost. You can teach without the Holy Ghost. You can do ministry without the Holy Ghost. But it's a whole lot better when we're filled with the Holy Ghost. And when we're filled with the Holy Ghost, we can do all these other things. Walk in the Spirit. You know, it's sad today that few demonstrate being filled with the Holy Ghost. If you want the power of God, it's going to take a filling of the Holy Ghost of God. We wonder why some don't have victory in their life. Because they're not filled. I'm going to tell you something. We need, even myself, I need to be filled. And I know when I ain't, when I am and when I ain't. And it's a lot easier not to.
Sure. Yeah.
You let something bad go wrong and
yeah.
Amen. I had a situation last year. I ain't gonna go into a lot of details. It was a situation that I wanted to handle. I was gonna handle it. Me and my wife stayed awake a lot of that during that time at night and I began to pray. And I told her, I said, I'm fixing to handle this. I'm going to do it right now. She said, is it the right thing to do? I said, nope. That's what I want to do. And we talked some more, and I said, you're right. You know, sometimes you are better off listening to your wife. People call you impact all you want. If they do, they can help us. Amen. I do make the final decision, I understand that, but I said, you're right. When I started praying, it took about, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. It happened the way I wanted it to happen. Because I saw some things. That's, you got to be filled with the Spirit to realize. We need, you know what the Bible says, is it John chapter 15? Without me, you can do nothing.
Right.
And I'm telling you, that's where we're at tonight. Without him, we can do nothing. He did say, I will give you a comforter, the Holy Spirit of God. Be ye filled with the Spirit. A Spirit-filled life ought to be the goal of every one of us. To be filled with the Spirit, you know what you'll do? You esteem others. That's Bible. We encourage one another. You know, we're living in a day and time when people just don't encourage one another. This church is a great church, but you know what's going to make it great and even greater is to encourage one another. Believe it or not, you need each other.
Yep.
Amen. To edify one another. Bible talks about to bear you one another's burdens. Many of most believers are satisfied with just the way things are, with their life. They're satisfied with just everyday living. I want to be above that, don't you? Amen. Not so that we can be bragged on. I want people to see Christ in us.
Right.
See Christ in the church. See Christ in our lives. See Christ in our families. You see, when we got saved, we got all of God, the Holy Ghost, that we need. But it's a daily filling that we need. You go to work, and what you're going to need? Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Things come in your life at home. You know what you're going to need? You're going to need God. I'm going to be honest with you. If I'd have handled it the way I wanted to handle it during them days, it would have been bad. I would have hurt some people. Not physically.
Sure.
With my mouth. Trying to handle it my way. Amen. Even when it comes to family, you know what you're going to have to do? Take your hands off and let God. You're going to have to let God handle some things. Let God fight some of your battles. Amen. You see, the Holy Ghost can be blasphemed. You can read that in the book of Matthew chapter 12. He can be lied to. You know where Acts chapter 5? Mm-hmm. Over there in Ananias and Sapphira, they lied. They didn't lie, but yes. Peter was there and they told Peter what they'd done. Yes, they did lie to Peter, but it was to the Holy Ghost. God killed him right there on the spot. You better be careful lying to the Holy Ghost. When he did, they lied in their decisions that they made, their deception, then their death. God killed him right there on the spot. Can you imagine what would happen today if God started killing people for lying to the Holy Ghost? Amen. Bible teaches in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 30 here, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. Talking about how we're sealed until the day of redemption, and I'm glad of that. And that's a promise that we have, that the day we got saved, we were sealed. But also the Holy Ghost of God can be grieved.
Yes, sir.
Just don't let it be said about us that we have grieved. You ever been in a service with the Spirit of God of being grieved?
Yep.
I have. And that ain't a fun thing.
Right.
I was in a service here. I was a young man, and the Spirit of God was grieved. It left. I ain't for sure if it ever came back. It's a dangerous thing. The most sensitive person in the world is the Holy Ghost. And it's a command to grieve not the Holy Ghost. God help us.
Yeah.
So he can be grieved. He can be quenched. That word quench is to put out, to destroy. Now we understand we can't destroy the Holy Ghost. You can't get rid of him. But I tell you one thing, he can be quenched. Don't quench the Holy Ghost. He can be resisted. Over in the book of Acts chapter 7, you study the Bible, you'll understand that the Jews, they resisted God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. It ain't a good thing for a lost person to resist the Holy Ghost of God when it convicts them. Right. It shows them their need of salvation. Right. Can I tell you, us that are saved can resist the Holy Ghost?
Sure.
It ain't just that lost individual. You and I can resist him. God dealing with your heart about something.
Right.
Might be dealing with your heart about service. Might be dealing with your heart about preaching. That is a scary thing. I don't know if I told some of y'all, but when I went to Preacher Lackey night, on Wednesday night, we went in his office, in his house, and I said, I think God's calling me to preach. But he prayed on men. He said, we'll just continue to pray. That was on a Sunday night. Wednesday night, he gets up. He never talks to me or nothing. He said, Brother Tim got something on his heart he wants to say tonight. I said, what? That's the way he did it. There for a little while, I was doubting it. You know, I was looking at it. Well, everybody's thinking I'm doing it because of my daddy. Finally, God had to show me I needed something that God, and I've never questioned it since.
Amen.
You see, God might be calling you to do something. The Holy Ghost, don't resist him. He will equip you.
Amen.
He will take care of you.
Amen.
Whatever that need is, I promise you, he will do it. Amen. He can be resisted. So in our text, he says to be filled with the Spirit. It's very important for us to be filled with the Spirit. People need to see us being filled with the Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit, as I said, indwells inside of us. He says in Acts chapter 1, you see, to do things, you need the power of the Holy Ghost of God that lives and dwells inside of us. Book of Acts. You know the scriptures here, Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse number 8. But ye shall receive power. We know in John chapter 13 and 14, 15 that he said, I will send you another comforter. He's telling them he had to go. He's got to go. And when he does, he'll send the comforter. We know by scripture, when Jesus Christ comes back, the Holy Ghost is going to be taken out of here. You think the world's in a mess now, in chaos. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when the Holy Spirit of God's out of here? But he says, Jesus, of course, has went back to heaven, and he said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. So I'm going to tell you something. You can be filled with the Spirit and have the power of God. I think of Brother Earl Hughes. That man, he was an amazing man. And I believe with Brother Earl, somebody asked him one time, how did he crucify the flesh? This is what he said. He took a cold shower every day. Well, I'm not doing it. That's what it takes. I like a long time to say, amen. That's the way that we will crucify the flesh, I promise you. That's what the way he did it. And that's what he said. Brother Charlie, as y'all know, I was his associate for 13 years, and he called me. I was just talking. I said, well, what are you doing? And when I answered the phone, hello, and just chat a little bit, he said, well, I'm up here with God. I said, what? He says, I'm staying with Brother Earl Hughes. He said he'd get up real early in the morning and take his cold shower, get on his knees, and read his Bible. And he'd pray. You get around Brother Earl, and he'd carry on a bunch of foolishness and what have you. But That old man knew God, and God knew him.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? He was filled with the Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. We can be filled with it. A lot of people's afraid of it. Right. But without him, I don't care who you are or what you're doing in life, without him, you can do nothing.
That's right, sir.
God's called some of you to preach. You know what you need? Fire of God. Yes. You need the Holy Ghost of God. We know that when we got saved, he lives and dwells inside. But it's more than that.
Right.
He said in our text, be not drunk with wine or in his success, but be filled with the Spirit, capital S.
Right.
You know what that's telling me? Every one of us can be filled with it.
Amen.
And God wants to fill us. And it's an everyday feeling. How bad then would we want it? People talk about revival. Yeah, I still believe we can have revival. How bad do we want it? It all depends on how bad you want something. How bad do you want God? How bad do you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost? And by the way, it's up to you to do it. It's up to me to be filled. Brother Brad can't fill us. Your wife can't fill you. Now, she might want to, but she can't do it. You, as it was unspoken earlier, have to yield to it and want it. You know what I've learned in life? When I want something real bad, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
I don't care what it takes. How hard I had to work. I don't know if I told y'all, but years ago I wanted a four-wheeler. I wanted it real bad. I could just see myself riding it, you know. And I justified it. Talked to Jill. She said, do we really need it? I said, yeah. Kids were little, you know, and I could just see her hair. I had a little bit more hair back in, you know, the wind blowing. It was going through the neighborhood with that four-wheeler. Well, I got it. Cut a deal with a guy. I worked for it, for him for it, but it cost me. That four-wheeler cost me a whole lot. I put a lot of money in that thing. Finally, I sold it. But it's what I wanted. I really didn't pray about it. Oh, I said, Lord, you know.
Yeah.
No, I said, yeah, you know, I justified it. I got it. One of the worst mistakes I ever made in my life. But I wanted it. That's materialism. Why don't we go after God that way? Why don't we go after the Holy Ghost of God that way? Be filled with the Spirit. You can be filled with it. We talk about it. We preach about it. You've heard testimonies about it. You have probably been around people and you know that they've been filled with the Spirit. But are we?
That's the truth.
Are we filled with it? Oh, it's good to be around other people that's filled. I've been around people, I believe with all my heart, they was filled with the Holy Ghost. That don't mean they were perfect. I know faults in a lot of people, and they probably know a lot of faults with me. But hey, without me, you can do nothing. Brother Brad summed it up really well. It's me or him. You know, our nature is selfish. I don't have to work at that. I like me. I do. I like me.
Sure.
And you can sit there and think you don't all you want to. You like you.
Yeah.
If we're not careful, we're number one.
Yes, sir.
I have to take care of this body, this flesh, you know, when it's hungry, it can get hangry. Amen?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to feed it. When it's thirsty, you're going to give it a drink. It likes things. It likes guns, drugs. Can I tell you there's nothing wrong with those things? It's not what we have so much as what we don't have. Hmm. Right. Yeah. Having things, God ain't against you having things.
That's true.
I hear some preachers, yeah, they want you to give up everything. Well, if God tells you to, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
You better make sure that's what God told you to do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Wood. I believe it was Brother Wood. I'm fixing to probably tell something I'm supposed to tell. But I could be wrong on the person. I think it was Brother Luther, but do not. But it does sound like something. They was in a meeting together, I believe the White Plains, and they give all their money away. Ever been except Brother Wood. He gave some away, but he always kept some to get back home. So if I ain't mistaken, Brother Luther, he needed to borrow money. Brother Jack said, you crazy thing, why'd you give it all away until you come back home? You better make sure that's what God wants you to do. Amen. Now you're probably a little tight. But how much do you want God? How much do you want the Holy Ghost? It's up to you to be filled. It's up to me. We think too high of ourselves. I'll close. Without me, you can't do nothing. We need to realize tonight how important the realization it is, how much we really need God. Be ye filled with the Spirit. You know what will help our churches? You say, oh, it's just for preachers. For every individual. I've learned if I'm in my spiritual mind like I ought to be, the thing goes well around the house. But if I'm not, it's in chaos. I'm talking about me. Yeah, me. I need to get up in the morning. When I go to bed tonight, I need to ask the Lord to fill me. I get up in the morning, I need to be filled. I'm going to have to be filled several times that day. Be ye filled with the Spirit. It's up to us. I've got a lot of stuff I wrote down. I'm going to quit. Let's don't reach him in grieving and resisting, blaspheming. Let's just get filled with it. We need it. Father, I pray that you take these thoughts and things that were said tonight. It's a blessing to these men who know our heart, Lord. Thank you for this church. Thank you for these folks. Thank you for these men. God, I do pray that you'd help us. It wasn't nothing new that was taught tonight. How important it is for us to be filled with the Holy Ghost of God. I pray that you'd help us to be filled. To follow you and to serve you with all of our heart. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.